Mesechus Taisa, Paragimel Misha Aleph. Haya Naitas Minchasa, Mitoch Kfifa Mitzvah. The husband would take the Mincha Saita from the basket made out of palm branches, as we saw in the beginning of the last parak, that the husband is the one that brings the Mincha. V'noisna l'tay klisharis. And he would then put the Mincha inside a klisharis. V'noisna ayyada. The Mincha was then given to his wife. The Kohen maniach yado mitachteha umenifa. The Kohen would place his hand under her hand, and together they would shake the Mincha up and down and back and forth. Mesechus Sota, Paragimel, Mishnah Beis. Heinef behigish, kamatz behigter. After the tenufa that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the Kohen would then be magis the Mincha, meaning the Mincha would be brought to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Then the Kohen would do kmitza. He would take a handful of the mincha and be makter that kmitz on the mizbeach. V'hashar nechal lekohenim. The rest of the mincha that was not burnt on the mizbeach is eaten by the kohenim. Haya mashke v'achar kach makriv es minchasa. First, the woman would be given to drink from the bitter waters, and only after that was the mincha brought. Rabbi Shimon Omer, makriv es minchasa. V'achar kach haya mashke, shenemar, v'achar yishke es isha es hamayim. Rabbi Shimon said the mincha was brought, and only after that was the woman given to drink from the bitter water. As the pasuk says, afterwards the woman was given to drink from the water, meaning after the haktaras hakaymes, only then would the isha be given to drink. Im hishke v'achar kach hikriv es minchasa, sheir. But Rabbi Shimon does admit that if the woman is given to drink before the mincha is brought, the mincha is still kosher.